DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Bryce.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
So that was fun.
Or another word that starts with F and U.
Fuck and you.
Thank you, Bryce, for saying what we're all thinking.
I'll just say it out loud.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a good game, but it suffers all the same problems as any other multiplayer game.
In that you suck at it?
No, well, compared to some...
Hey, I never claimed to be good at that game. I never claimed.
But you did get one kill, so...
That's right. And after I killed him, I walked over his corpse, and I shot the corpse until I ran out of bullets, and somebody else ran up and shot me, because like, you know what? Bro.
That's enough.
Bro, it's done.
I think game the bravest over, thing you over. Did was try and desert.
You know, there should be a function where, like, your character just runs off and, like, opens a furniture store... Somewhere in, like, Ottawa, Canada or some shit.
I'd love to see Jim play. He
They're
runs in front of the AT-AT, sits down.
Deportation.
Exactly.
That's the new challenge, is you're trying to hide from being deported.
Anybody with a badge or, like, a white molded suit comes in, you're just like, I died.
Jim runs his character in front of the AT-AT, sits down and lights himself on fire in protest.
What do you want? Peace. When do you want it? Ow. This is hot.
Fire is hot.
Oh, this is so hot. So hot.
Fire burns.
I thought this was like a tan.
Fire bad.
Ah, shit. So how are you guys?
Good.
We haven't seen each other in a week.
Yeah.
Anything interesting happening?
I have contemplated ending it all.
So the depression from last week hasn't lifted?
No. It's gotten friends. It's created more friends. And those friends have made more... Those friends called seven friends, and those seven friends called seven other friends individually. But aside from that, yeah, nothing has changed.
Well, do you think it might be, like, weather-related? Do you get the blues during the fall and winter?
Since moving out here, it really... I know I had depression before I moved to Portland. Uh-huh. So it wasn't something that it's something.
Well, moving to Portland is super depressing.
Oh, dude.
That just makes it worse.
Unless you're rich.
Here's what's sad is moving to Portland is sad. I saw that as a step up from where I was. So go ahead and put two and two together and put like Jesus Christ, where the fuck did you come from?
You came from the south, then, huh?
No, Auschwitz. I took a train.
Did you come from the theme park or the actual
the
camp?
Auschwitz theme park? Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't you love the oven ride?
Oh, my God. That wasn't so much a sniper shot. That was like a...
That was a landmine.
Like Akira when he's got like the laser rifle at the end. He just like lays waste like the entire countryside just gets decimated. Wow.
He was like, come through the doorway and you stepped on the landmines he had put.
There's box of landmines.
There's Bryce sharpening a knife with a gun. As always.
Jeez.
Wow. But yeah. Whatever.
Do you think it gets worse like seasonally?
I don't think so. I think it's just situationally. I mean,
big changes definitely.
I love my Vizos and these have 100% of 12 vitamins and 2 minerals
and
one
cocaine.
Of which is they never put that on the label, you know. But no, it's got enough that you know it should be able to sustain the vitamin D. Being the sunlight thing that we need to have as humans to not, you know, put some shotgun candy in our mouths.
Well, I'm just wondering, because I work with several people who suffer, like, seasonal depression.
Which is the most fucked up thing is, though, the was the acronym for that, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Like, really?
I've got the SAD.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that they I've been hearing being toted around that helps with that is, like, there's
whiskey.
Lights. There's lights you can get that, like,
yeah,
like sunlight.
They have UV in them.
Yeah. This, again, I don't think it's necessarily a light thing. It's just, you know, it's...
I got a flashlight around here. I can just shine it.
Would you mind, please? You know what? Next time I come over here, it's... Oh. The light.
Okay, so that's not it.
I should probably put the garlic away, too.
Smells like Italy.
All you
got
to do to defeat him is crack your neck.
Let me put my wood stake back in its sheath.
No, all you have to do to kill me is be a member of the rebellion, and that's it. That's all you got to do. You have to shoot me. Just like, are you a member of the... Oh, all right. I'm just going to end my own life quickly, but no.
But if a stormtrooper comes for you, you're safe.
Exactly.
Unless you're wearing a red shirt, which you're not today. You're fine.
Like, I don't know what to do. That would be great. If you could find an emulator... Where you can basically
stormtroopers versus red shirts,
and it's like no one ever wins. That everyone, every game ends in a tie.
The stormtroopers would miss, but the red shirts would still die.
Yeah, they would.
So the stormtroopers would automatically
from anxiety.
Yeah.
Like no, they die attacks. From random laser fire.
Could you imagine?
None of it comes from the stormtroopers.
Could you imagine if the stormtroopers didn't aim? They would probably hit everything.
I kind of think it's kind of like what is it? The Dark Crystal, like the Skeksis, and what was the other? Other group like the
I know what you're talking about. I just can never remember the name.
Yeah, no, but it's basically it's like, you know, they're
the Mystics.
Both, the Mystics. Thank you. Very well done. Look at
Thank
your
you.
Fucking long term memory working.
I had to dig for that.
I think the red shirts and the stormtroopers are exactly like that. So every time one of the red shirts die, a stormtrooper dies. So
here's a thought. What if stormtroopers wore red shirts? Would they cancel each other out?
They'd explode.
They'd shoot themselves. They'd fight. They would just immediately turn it.
Look, Emperor, we tried this, and we tried, and we tried so many times.
How is it the Royal Guard never gets shot? Because they're draped in red.
Well, they are just basically... Oh, The Walking Dead. Which one's named Glenn?
All of them.
I've not kept up. I'm a couple seasons back, and I was at a bar recently. Go fig. And
you?
Yeah. And I brought up.
Was it an accident?
My car broke down. I needed a jump. I'm just like, oh, hello.
He tripped and fell. Okay.
hello, tavern dwellers. I was hoping maybe one of you might have some jumper cables that could help.
Drink this whiskey or die.
I don't want to die.
What is this? Whiskey?
Am I saying that right? Whiskey.
Whisker? Wishy? What? I think I'll try it.
Rafe Spall? I don't know. Am I saying that correctly? I think it's, yeah. But no, I was at a bar and I brought up the episode of Futurama where Fry's dog gets found as a fossil, and this girl that was kind of like just out of earshot hears me mention that we're talking about it, and she's just like, what the fuck, and just gives me this rationale. She's like, bad bar talk. I'm like, first of all, that what the fuck is bar talk, as in, like, you know, Balky Bartokomus? Like, I don't know what you're talking
about. That little bat from Anastasia?
Bar talk. But then she brings up the fact that Glenn from The Walking Dead was killed, supposedly, or he's missing, or there's a lot of blood.
Whoa, and, spoilers!
Well, I'm sorry for an episode that happened several months ago.
Several weeks, but someone who lives on the internet, I'm sure he already knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good news, bad news. But, like, I had no idea. And I'm also several seasons behind with the whole Walking Dead thing. So I'm like, dude, no. Bad bar talk on you, bitch, for throwing that out there. This episode of Futurama,
years
ago, bitch. Build a bridge, get off the cross, and get the fuck over some shit. Yes, the dog is sad, and the dog dies. Dogs die.
It's also
every
a cartoon
day.
Dog.
Yeah. Well, and then Glenn is a real flesh and blood human being who's now meat for the beast.
He's fighting for his survival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which he's done his entire. He found. Not
the Dark Crystal.
Yeah, exactly. Trial by stone. Trial by stone.
Trial by Glenn. Trial by...
Your Honor, the Honorable Glenn presiding.
Please be seated. What's going on, eh?
Please be seated. Please be seated. But yeah, no, I had to put this woman in her place because, yeah. That I think spoiling something like that is a lot worse than bringing up that.
Well, that
episode.
Was this season, right, that happened?
Yeah, it was a couple
weeks
ago.
Yeah, you can't spoil something from this. You have to wait a season. There,
yeah.
There is a sort of statute of limitations on spoilers.
You've been watching a lot of SVU, haven't you?
Yes, because I have that much time on my hands.
that much time on my
hands.
But
I think anything
hands.
That happens in the current season,
yeah,
you can't talk about until the season's over.
Yeah, that
plus like a couple of months.
Well, and also, it was something where the and again, I'm going to use the hashtag alleged death of Glenn, because if you go to the Walking Dead website,
conspiracy theories,
there's a huge picture of all the cast members, and there's an X over the face of all the cast members that have been confirmed as dead, and as recently as I believe this week, Glenn's face has not been X'd out yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take care of that right now.
Yeah, thank you. Would you mind, please? Would you Photoshop that shit in there and just piss off the universe?
Sorry, I've been really.
This is
busy.
Why the aliens won't come see us.
Page.
Yeah.
Glenn is in fact.
Went to Canada. He went to Canada. He went to Canada.
He deserted.
He defected with a stormtrooper. The two of them.
He's
fell
now
in
wearing
love.
A red shirt.
Broke back rebellion is what that was. They found each other. They were herding sheep, and then you know next thing you know one thing leads to another.
What did the sheep do to them? Why they got to hurt the sheep?
Dude, when you're riding on the back of a speeder bike with another bro, like things get interesting.
Don't be gay. Grab yeah. onto me. Don't be gay.
When you're going through a hollow log, all you're thinking is like penetration, 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 penetration.
If I could stop this and back out, go in again.
I can taste your midichlorians. It's weird.
You guys, that's the sucky thing. You guys played Battlefront. You didn't even get to like do any of the like Endor. There are like on the bigger maps, you can yeah. ride speeder bikes.
Yeah, no, I'm thoroughly convinced in a war situation, based on all my inability to play any fucking game like that. I'm the guy that they send in first. I'm the guy that's just like, I think there's some landmines over there. Hey, Jim, put these snowshoes on and just go tromping around
Jim,
over there.
We need you to scout ahead again.
Okay. Like, they keep cloning me because I'm big and durable and dumb as fuck. And we'll just...
He puts on the stormtrooper armor, his guts hanging out.
This one doesn't fit as good. Shut up. Smells familiar. Shut up, Jim. Like Lenny,
they're trying to set up an ambush, and there's Jim. What are we waiting for? Shut up, Jim.
I'm like Lenny from a.
There's
mice.
The one guy. Just let me shoot him. If you shoot him, we're gonna get another one. Okay.
Yeah, it's
this one is halfway trained.
I feel like you know if you shoot
pants.
Me in game, you should lose points because it's that easy. If it's yeah. Like, I'm the guy that's running around with his rifle, like, backwards, like, pointed towards my chest.
You're the guy shooting in the sky while spinning in circles.
Mom! 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 Where are the pizza pockets? Oh, it's the pizza pockets. Can we get some dill pickles for snacks?
Someone comes up and shoots you in-game and deducted 200 points. What the... Oh, it was Jim.
Yeah. God damn. See, again, that'd be awesome. There's a character that was so fucking stupid and easy to kill. But if you kill him... Yeah. Jim. Call me Jim.
Jim. Go check out those trees. Misa, do as you ask.
Misa say, these trees taste like pain and hurting. Misa say these trees shoot back.
I yeah. want to play that game now.
Made available by Special Olympics right there.
You can tell the Jim character from afar because his helmet's much bigger than the rest.
And it's on backwards. And he's just running around like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I can hear you.
Occasionally he stops to lick a window.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
The windows feel like pain.
He trips a lot. He's the one character that's trundling up a hill and fall down for no reason.
I feel like my armor should be coated in like just like thermal detonators. Just like, so if I fall once, just one time, like decimate, yeah. Enough to take out a small city, yeah.
Brilliant idea. If Jim Jim is on his, you shoot him.
I'm so glad we have a name for it now.
And you shoot him, you get, you're deducted 200 points. But if you shoot Jim Jim when he's in the middle of like a squad, it wipes out the entire squad. You get 10,000 points.
And you can get 20,000 points if you teach Jim Jim a lesson. Like if you show him how to properly put on his Mandalorian
teach him to
armor.
Tie his shoes.
Or, yeah. Or like, you know, why butterflies should land on your shoulder and it'd be okay. And
you give him a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah. You'd be nice to Jim Jim. Jim Jim will return. You
can like, gain control of Jim Jim if you give him a milkshake. He'll turn on his friends. And
easily. Give me a reason. Fuck my friends. My friends are dicks.
Jim Jim don't like friends no
Jim
more.
Jim Jim's friends gave him a fucking suit of armor coated in explosives. For fuck's sake. Give me a reason to fall over. I will kill everyone.
Help Jim Jim cross the street.
Yeah.
50,000 points.
And a meal from Jack in the Box. So, which you can download and take to the store and actually use.
We just invented the next multiplayer game.
Yeah, exactly. Jim Jim versus basic common sense.
Moron combat.
It's not a Star Wars game. It's called Skyfight. Jim Jim hates Skyfight. Jim Jim wins Skyfight.
You can tell if Jim Jim's in a tank or something because he always pulls to the left.
Okay, Jim Jim has an inner ear infection, so I think it'd be nice if you were just fucking cool with that shit.
If Jim Jim's in a walker, you can tell it stumbles a lot.
It's got corrective shoes on the walker.
It's wearing Crocs.
Crocs and boots. Yeah, no, it's a sad game. No one buys that game. People at fucking GameStop or wherever the fuck it is, whatever local video game retailer is near you, you walk past that end cap, just like, nope, no.
Oh, and the best part is Jim Jim is completely random. So everyone goes in as the forces, and then one person is selected to be Jim
Jim. Fuck! I'm Jim Jim again? What the French toast? Come on!
And your controls are very sluggish. You can't aim for shit. You always aim down.
Everything's backwards.
Hey, you know, if you're a fucking, if you're
yeah, you move your character to the right, he goes left.
You hit pause, he launches a grenade at his feet, which kills him instantly, which gives you time to do shit while as you're respawning.
But if you kill yourself, you respawn as Jim.
It's a circle of life.
So the question becomes, do I want to give the opposing force more points and journey with the rest of my
with
team?
With Jim Jim?
Or does Jim Jim, Jim want to go off on his own and hurt people when they shoot him?
See, you know, I feel like, you know, the universe would be a much better place if Jim Jim was in control, if Jim Jim was the emperor. He wouldn't shoot. He wouldn't have lightning fingers. He would have, like, you know, I don't know. Like
Play-Doh fingers.
He just points his fingers at you and just strands and strands of Play-Doh.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, just.
Silly string.
Unlimited power. Take this.
Unlimited party. Unlimited party.
Unlimited party. Jim Jim loved to party. Yeah, I'm like Uncle Grandpa for the most part. Just like, yeah.
I've always tried to figure out how that would actually work. How could you be an uncle and a grandpa?
It's called Pennsylvania. It's a state you can visit it, and you can see firsthand.
It's called the Amish.
Well, it's called incest. But, I mean, I don't have to put labels on things. Jim Jim is a simple character, simple creature that, you know, just sort of live
just
and
love
let
the idea of going in and playing Battlefront, and you can tell where Jim Jim is because the AT-ST is stumbling and going left.
Actually, it's an ADDDD. It's like it's an AT-AT that just gobbles up, like, you know.
I got this great picture in my head of this fat stormtrooper whose armor doesn't fit. He's wearing Crocs.
Why does he have to be fat? Why can't he just be stupid? You're gonna throw fat under that? Really? You're
because people keep giving him chocolate shakes.
That's like you threw me under the bus, and the bus had like chains on the tires. Like, come on! I'm already
spikes.
I'm already giving. I'm already offering myself up to you. To be
and for
to
some
be
reason he's carrying around a giant pot roast.
To fuck. For those of you who
aren't cook.
who aren't cotton, who aren't savvy, who aren't, you know, up to speed.
Jim Jim make lunch for everybody.
Jim Jim fuck one piece of meat. Jim Jim victim forever. Ever.
Jim Jim make lunch for crew.
That's okay, Jim.
Jim Jim make lunch for you? No, Jim Jim make lunch. Jim Jim make lunch.
Jim Jim make lunch real good.
You want lunch?
You Jim want Jim lunch? Want to know what you want for dinner.
Jim Jim sniff you hungry. Jim Jim make you
sniff
meat.
You hungry.
Yeah, yeah, no, take that, take that, take that.
How did that work?
I'm throwing my own corpse at you. It's the only sense of defense that I have.
You're throwing your corpse's feces at me.
I've got plenty of that. I'm just squeezing my corpse, and more poo comes out. That's more grenades to toss. Thermal decimators. Or, what the fuck?
Thermal defecators.
God damn it. That's what I was going for. Fuck and you. I can't win to lose.
And there's the name of the episode.
Thermal defecators. Yeah, there you go. Still warm in my hand. Still warm in my hand.
Run from this, you rebel scum.
So has anybody been keeping up on any of the current news?
No.
I'm waiting for the... What is the current news?
Well, I'm talking about our wonderful...
the presidential?
The gold that is the presidential elections.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's the thing. If... I mean, I'm not even
saying do I need to separate you two for...
No.
Just remember, friendship is rare.
No, it's...
I'm pretty sure we're on the same page. Okay.
Yeah, you know, honestly...
do we need to call Dennis?
You know, and the thing is, I have nothing against... our friend and longtime co-worker Dennis Pitzenberger. I love him.
Barger.
And Barger?
Pitzenberger. Yeah.
Okay. That was not written on the inside of my my Mandalorian armor helmet.
It's all the thermal defecation.
So the air is thin up here. But
I got new Crocs.
But the thing is, you know, his views are his own.
Yep.
And I'm not gonna I don't hold my friends or my family to the standard of what they feel is the best, you know, potential, you know, ruler of this country.
Ruler?
Well, pretty much, yeah. but
did your crotch just ding?
It did, actually.
It's done.
Dinner's done.
My Famunda cheese has fully baked in the under oven.
Who wants prime rib?
But no, I mean, I will never not love Dennis because, mm-hmm. you know, of all that he is. If he's got different political views than mine, that's fine. I will never hang him by those things. I may disagree with them. That's one thing. But my whole view is if, and I'm praying it's an if Donald Trump gets to run for president. Not just win, but run for president. I will be leaving this country as a whole because of the simple fact that there's enough mongoloids
left
in this country. Yeah, in this country that will vote for him.
Oh, undoubtedly.
And there's a quote where he basically said he would fuck his daughter. I shit you the fuck not. There's a quote where he says, "My daughter's got a great body. And if she wasn't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her." And the picture is him with his arm around her waist. And granted, his daughter is very attractive. However, I'm not her dad, so I can think about fucking her. You're her dad. You should not have that thought floating around that empty, very thinly covered by hair dome of yours.
Here's the one thing that gives me hope. In order to be the Republican candidate, he's got to get the nod from the Republican Party, and they fucking hate him.
Well, they're supporting him now because they know he's their only viable candidate from the masses.
He's the only one that's getting any sort of serious attention.
Yep.
Jeb Bush has basically been shooting himself in the foot.
They're all done.
No. Here's the thing. Jeb Bush isn't shooting himself in the foot. His father and his brother
have already
basically
done that for
one
him.
Took one leg, the other one took the other leg. There's no foot to shoot yourself in. You are basically you're an amputee.
They've looked at him, went, nope, been there, done
He's
that.
He's trying to crawl his way.
We did it twice. We're not doing it three times.
Yeah. Through this political, like, you know, this race.
But there's really no one that the public is hanging on to as tightly as Trump. And no matter what that guy says, nothing hurts him.
Yeah.
And he said some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talked about, he made some comments about was Operation Wetback that they did back in the
stop drilling. You've hit oil, my friend. Stop drilling.
But white supremacists were very excited when he mentioned Operation Wetback.
I just mentioned a bunch of guys with hoods jerking off.
In the 1950s, they had a policy to deport hundreds of thousands of Mexican immigrants.
Here is the problem, though.
Yeah.
If, and God forbid this happens, but if he... Here's the problem I have with Trump is some of the stuff he says actually makes sense.
Name one thing.
Billionaire to come out and say that the rich need to be taxed properly.
There's no fucking way.
I agree 100% with that.
Jim Jim agrees with Bryce. Okay,
he is full on.
Jim Jim is running in front of Bryce with his body armor.
The problem I have though is he's saying all the right things, and the public is agreeing with him as they should. But the problem is he'll get into office and be like, nah,
fuck that.
Wait. You mean like every fucking president ever?
That
promises the sun, the moon, the stars, and can't deliver a fucking cloudy day?
But here's the thing, though. Let's just take the current president. Our current president tried to keep a lot of the promises he made.
Yeah.
The problem is he's fighting all the rest of the government to do it. And the public who fucking hates him.
Yeah,
because
not all. No, wait. Okay, I know what you're implying, but at the same time, it's just like all of our. And again, I'm not saying that Obama is the perfect president.
Oh no,
the
no,
president
no, no, no.
That you know the like you know the gods descended, like you know the, an emissary of the gods, like you know Deep Space Nine sent him down to us to be our president. He's fucked up. He's made a lot of fucking horrible decisions.
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah.
But at the same time, how's unemployment going? Oh, it's going a lot better than it was for about 8 years.
Stock markets aren't bottomed anymore.
Yeah.
House prices or values are going back up.
People have fucking health insurance, and they give him shit for that.
How
dare
he mandate health
insurance? Some of us have health care for at least a couple more weeks. Now we can't afford it. My wife and I just looked to re-sign up. Our health care has gone up more than double what we were paying last year.
Are you serious?
We can't afford it. So we're either
Jim Jim frown, Jim Jim mad.
We're either fucked for 12 months trying to stay within the law and have health care, or we don't get health care, pray that nothing happens to either one of us, and get dinged at the end of the year for not having health care.
Okay, so I retract.
Also, we don't get a tax credit.
But you've got an Xbox One and a PS4. So
I don't have a PS4.
I'm sorry, that's just two X. What's the plural of Xbox? Xboxes? Xboxes?
So, yeah.
Jim Jim. Jim Jim.
The healthcare, the healthcare was a good idea, but I think too many people have fucked with it.
They've let the companies go wild with their costs.
Yeah, and that's
where the problem lies.
And again, I'm not saying that the idea was a perfect one.
Oh no.
But the
idea was a good one.
The idea was a good one, yes.
It was instigated way too fast.
Yeah.
And you know, as everything that gets done in this fucking country is where I've got a great idea. Well, great. What's your great idea? Like, well, I want everyone to have health care. Fan-fucking-tastic. Let's push that through. And by the way, on the way of it being pushed through into law, we're going to throw all this other bullshit on top of it.
Yeah.
And if you don't vote for it, then you hate the troops and you love Al-Qaeda and ISIS and everything that
hates.
Haven't
you heard he already loves ISIS?
Well, I heard he likes...
Didn't you hear that?
I thought he loves sprinkles or something. No. I don't know. No. Jim.
Sprinkles on ice.
Jim yeah. Incorrect. Jim wrong. Jim sad. But it's like, you know, it's like, you know, when you want to make something positive happen, when the thing came out where, I think it was during his first 4 years, Obama was in office, and they showed the that some high-ranking political official created this, like it was like a meme of a food stamp card with Obama as like an old timey Sambo kind of like slave guy, and it was like good for like a watermelon and fried chicken, and like it literally was that fucking on the nose of racism, and people were just like, this is wrong, but no one came out and said that needs to be fucking stopped. It was brought about by the same people that were touting him as like, well, this guy is making horrible decisions. And yet the country, it's not perfect. It's not, you know, where it should be, but
it's better.
Think about where we were when Bush fucking left.
Oh, dude.
I'm not saying
were you employed? Cause I wasn't.
Yeah.
When Bush left,
I
was out of work.
Jim don't remember. Jim memory bad. Jim drink whiskey.
Here's the one that has bugged me for damn near 8 years now. And that was the Republicans going on and on and on about Obama's going to come for your guns.
Yeah.
And he got all the fucking gun lovers like, oh, he'll never take my guns. And we've had for at least 4 years now, pretty steadily, constant fucking shootings, school shootings, theater shootings. We had a fucking shooting at the Clackamas Town Center, not 6 miles from here.
Yeah.
And not once did Obama come out and say, okay, that's it. Everyone hand over your guns.
No.
The only thing he said is we need stronger gun control so people who shouldn't have guns because they'll hurt people can't get them. And all we hear from the other side is, no, he's taking your guns. I saw a meme yesterday that I posted up on my Facebook.
I saw that. I loved it. I liked it.
7 years.
Jim rub against that meme. Jim like meme.
I'll be taking that meme down.
No, you got to spray Jim.
This
Jim with
meme
water
smells
bottle.
Weird. This bottle. Meme smells really weird.
No, Jim, squirt, squirt. No, Jim, squirt.
No, no. Jim, mouth wet. Jim, mouth angry.
I don't know if I want to call the show Thermal Defecators or Jim Angry.
Or Jim, mouth wet. These are all balls in your court. Feel free to take anyone you like.
Maybe I'll call it Jim, mouth angry / Thermal Defecators.
Jim angry the thermal defecator.
And I'm just on the description of the show, I'm just gonna put WTF. I don't know what happened.
For why the face? Why the face? Seriously, what's wrong? You seem upset.
No, I.
No, the meme that you posted.
Yeah, is basically about 7 years on, and he still hasn't tried to get our guns.
It's like he's not even.
It's
trying.
Like he's not even trying. Yeah. To which I wrote like something like he doesn't actually want to take your fucking guns.
Yeah. No, after I don't know how many horrible atrocities had occurred and how many lives were lost ago due to random shootings, I posted this thing about it wasn't a meme. It was basically me writing saying that, you know, guns don't kill people. Angry people kill people. And it is all about, like, you know, mentally unstable, dangerous, angry.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that kill people. If you have a gun, it doesn't mean you're going to kill somebody with it.
Yeah.
You may decide to have that gun for the purposes of hunting or just because you want to have a gun. That's fine. Yeah. That's totally fine. But the people that are mentally unstable need to be put in check. To have that option, to have the ability to have a gun in their possession, there should be stricter restrictions when it... Stricter restrictions? I think that's kind of an oxymoron. Jim no understand own words. Jim Jim's mouth sounds... Confuse well, him. But still, it boils down to this. Basically, if you're gonna have a gun, there should be a semblance of... do you have a history of manic depression? Do you have a history of violent behavior or something like that? That should be a figure in there. And I put that on my Facebook, and one of my close friends put this whole diatribe about, like, you know, oh, you're playing into their hands, and, you know, the government just wants to take away our guns. I'm just like, I never said ban. I never said take away guns for the whole. I'm saying that, what I said was, are you saying that having a mental disorder shouldn't be a factor in buying a gun? And after that, no reply. So he had like three different replies to me about, you know, you're playing into their hands, this, that, and the other. Yeah. But when I laid that out there, strangely enough, no reply.
When you ask a direct question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a logical answer.
And he's just like, you know, you're saying that we should ban guns. I never said ban. I never said stop. I never said that we shouldn't have them. You're the one jumping to that conclusion. And that's what all gun, I don't want to say fanatics, I don't want to say advocates, all, thank you, Bryce.
You're welcome.
Sniper, ironically enough.
I am. They call me the diplomacy sniper.
I am.
Jim likes sniper.
I believe in the Constitution. I believe that if someone wants to get a gun, they should be able to purchase that gun.
Yeah.
But what I also support is that those people who purchase that gun own it responsibly.
Yeah.
Lock it up so your kids can't get a hold of it. Exactly. How many kids get hold of their dad's gun and are playing guns and end up shooting themselves or a friend because the gun wasn't properly stored?
Yeah. And
that alone.
You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to play devil's advocate right now. And I'm going to say, how many other families where the parents, not just the dad, but the parents have guns and teach their kids responsibly how to respect and utilize those guns and respect them
safety
and understand what the implications are when holding and operating said firearm can do to somebody else.
But that's part of being a responsible gun owner, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Not making it that a kid who doesn't understand that or hasn't been taught that just thinks it's a toy and can easily get it, doesn't know how to check if it's loaded, doesn't know any of that stuff, just, you know, grabs it and plays with it and then shoots himself or, God forbid, his friend or a parent or something because it wasn't stored properly. I'm all for, you know, we're going to get this gun, we're going to bring it into the house, we're going to teach everyone to use it, how to use it responsibly and all that, but keeping it locked up so it can't be...
Little Timmy can't get to it.
Yeah, because what if you teach your son or daughter how to properly use that gun, but little Timmy is kind of suffering severe depression and hates going to school and gets picked on a lot? You know, I mean, it's a never-ending problem.
Yeah.
You know, but part of the solution is keeping it, when it's at home, keeping it locked up.
Agreed.
You know? And making it so where the kid can't get it unless you're there to supervise.
And again, Jim play devil advocate again. Guns aren't the only way to hurt or kill people.
Oh, no, sure. No.
And that's the one thing that gun enthusiasts love to play out there.
Advocates. Like, we're calling them advocates.
I apologize. Jim, wrong. Jim, mouth sounds incorrect.
Jim, not PC.
Jim, no PC.
It's a big problem.
It is a very big problem.
That doesn't have an easy solution. Yeah. And until the gun advocates can understand that we're not trying to take your guns, we're trying to make it harder for people who are suffering from mental illnesses and want to cause harm.
Yeah.
can't get hold of those.
And their
guns.
Mentality and is, if they're that desperate for guns, they're going to find a way to get them. So why regulate them at all? Because all you're doing is making it harder for level-headed, sane, good people that want to buy guns. It makes it difficult for them to get those guns. Gun enthusiasts make it seem like guns should be as available and accessible as fucking McDonald's. And it kills pretty much comparable amount of people every fucking year. Mm-hmm. Understanding that when you have a mentality where if you're going to eat yourself to death, you're just going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
But if you have the accessibility of something that is that dangerous, it should have a level of hoops to jump through to mm-hmm. get to that thing, because of the simple fact that it is that easy for someone who is not that mentally capable to keep that in check and make sure that I'm not just going to like take out all my rage and frustration and anger and Jim say it, depression on other people. Because the simple fact that when you boil it all down, it comes down to the simple fact that when you're left with no other recourse except for the fact that all you do is feel like you're suffering, mm-hmm. you want to make somebody else suffer too.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that
misery loves company.
Thank you. Yes. Which is a horrible sitcom,
by the way. Here's a flip side.
Jim no like that
to
show.
The gun advocate argument that, you know, responsible gun owners or, you know. Yeah. There's been also several shootings that involved responsible gun owners shooting people they have no business shooting.
Yeah.
There was a lady at a Home Depot in, I believe, Michigan.
Stop drilling to hit oil. A lady at a Home Depot. Where is somebody?
No, here's what happened.
I want to buy the sink.
She went after a shoplifter. Pulled out her gun.
Jim entertained.
Went to shoot the shoplifter and shot someone coming into the store. Missed the shoplifter completely. Number one.
I hear there's a Black Friday store.
Shooting a shoplifter.
Oh, my God.
Shooting a shoplifter is probably the worst
way
choice you can.
Over,
yeah, that's a little overboard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, by a wide margin. Yeah. Well, like an aircraft carrier length.
If the person that was shoplifting saw this person shoot somebody just coming in, just like, I should probably just leave this here. I should probably not steal ever again. Because that poor person had nothing to do with me just stealing
these.
Here's
another one.
These pipe fittings.
A guy goes into, I believe, a restaurant. Someone robs the restaurant. He goes to draw his gun to shoot the perp.
Yeah.
Shoots himself in the foot because he can't get the gun out of his holster. That's a responsible gun owner.
And ironic in every conceivable way. He shot himself in the fucking foot. There's a story that comedian Lewis Black made public when he did one of his, I think it was like the White Album, I'm not sure. But there was a story about how...
Why's he got to be white, Jim?
It was his Jim no part of album. Jim make no albums. Jim's simple. Jim's sad. But no, the story is that there was two brothers that went frog gigging. Now, do you know what frog gigging is?
No.
No, frogging is where you go out and you have a stick. It's kind of pointy at one end. And you see a frog and you stab it in the back of the fucking neck and you kill it and you bring it home for eatings, for meals, for foods and meats and stuff. Now, they had gone out frogging.
Foods and meats and stuff.
Jim need to be more specific? Jim confused. Why Jim, no, I'm not more specific.
I think Jim was a little too specific.
Well, so it boils down to they were driving, these two brothers were driving home after frogging, and the car died. And the driver of the car realized it was because a fuse had died in the car. So what does this brilliant fucking mongoloid do?
Shoots it.
No, he doesn't. No. Well, you're in the future. We need to bring you back to the present. What he did was he found out that the fuse that burned out in the console was bad, so he pulled that out. And figured that, you know, I got this 22 round that fits perfectly.
Oh, I've heard this story, yeah.
In that slot. So he puts the 22 round, you know, just because it's metal, and metal on metal was the worst that could happen, pointed towards his dick, BT dubstep, plugs that in there, and during the course of the drive afterwards, suddenly everything's working. It's fantastic. Shot himself in the dick, which is not, if that's not Darwin dotting the I's and crossing the T's on his fucking work, I don't know what the
wow,
fuck
wow, the
is.
Car's running better than ever. Bang! Ah!
And you're welcome from beyond the grave. This is basically what happened there. This guy shot himself in the dick with a 22 round he plugged into the fucking fuse console of his own truck.
Honey, you're not going to believe this.
But again, I know so many people that are responsible, appreciative, good people that yeah. have guns and treat them the way they should be treated, that use them for the purposes they should be used for. But it's the vast majority. They're just like, you don't understand. You know, government trying to put some kind of restrictions on that
all
shit.
All of those people need to understand that in order for the government to take your guns,
there's no way you can
they would have
guns.
To change the Constitution. Yeah. And there's no way that's going to happen, because it would have to be a unanimous vote from yeah. the House of Representatives, the Senate, all of Congress, and the president to change that law. And here's why it won't happen.
Jim
Does
say,
anyone
lay it
remember
down.
Prohibition?
Yeah.
Argument over.
You're 100% correct. You were 100% correct.
So, gun advocates,
but
calm
it's,
down.
It's
no
it,
one's going to take your guns.
The same thing boils down. I mean, if you want to put it into a different perspective, it's like the government said that sandwiches are free. And so you go and get your free sandwich. All of a sudden, later on, like, well, you know, maybe not everyone should have a free sandwich. Should maybe take some of those sandwiches away. If you're hungry, you're not taking my fucking sandwich away. My sandwich is my fucking sandwich.
Well, you tried to take the sandwich away, but I ate it.
This sandwich shoots fucking bullets and can fucking kill you. So no fucking way the government's going to be like, I hear you got a couple of guns. I'm going to come in your house, take your fucking guns away. I've got guns. No, the fuck you're not going to do that.
Can you even imagine the undertaking that would happen if they did change the Constitution and go, nope, we're taking all guns away?
And that's the thing, is it's not.
That would start a second civil war.
Exactly. It would.
And
really
the problem
would.
Is
yeah.
is there's far more gun advocates than non-gun advocates. Civil war would be over yeah. in just hours.
No, honestly, I think it would be a lot longer than that, because it's no longer North versus South. It's every state.
It's neighbor versus neighbor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's street versus street. It's person versus person. Yeah. It's no longer brother.
And what
versus
are the non-gun advocates going to fight with? Harsh words?
sir, Jim.
Bang!
Mayor Jim say, you know.
Oh, Jim.
You know good.
Heart.
You know good with gun. You need take gun away. No point gunning Jim. Jim bulletproof. Jim, bang! Oh, Jim no longer bulletproof. Jim leaking a lot of fluids right now.
But yeah, it's a big problem with no.
I love how you just laugh for a little bit and they're like, let Jim die. That's fine. Not even a word to be spoken
over. There's no
over,
saving Jim.
Over his corpse, just laying at your feet.
I'm just going to lay a thermal defecator on top of Jim's corpse.
Then you're going to wipe one. Just you wipe it off your ass and then just drop it on his face. There he goes.
It's a big problem with no simple solution, but we have other big problems. Yeah. We don't have a lot of time to get into this, but I do want to ask.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is the next podcast coming in to your apartment to do
yeah.
another show?
Yeah. Didn't you know?
Shit,
didn't you get the memo? We got
oh,
a network
fuck,
going.
There's Byron outside. Okay.
Oh, no. He came to massage your taint. We figure because you were depressed.
Jim happy now. Jim pleased.
Jim want quick escape.
But no, you're right. You're right. There is no simple, quick explanation. And the point is that if you're responsible and, you know, you appreciate the reason why you should have a firearm,
yeah.
then there's no reason that says that you shouldn't have one. But the fact that the vast majority is run by guys like fucking Charlton Heston, from my cold dead hands, you'll take my gun. Well, fuck that. If that's what it takes for ignorant fucking people to understand that if anyone can get guns, then anyone can get fucking guns. And when they get fucking guns, they're going to kill fucking people that shouldn't be killed. And it's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of watching the Facebook, the news, everything else. I'm tired of seeing good people have to lose their fucking lives because it's just that simple for you to get that shit in your possession.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. This fucking soapbox is it's so cold.
This actually kind of affected me personally. A couple months ago, a news reporter, like mid to late 20s news reporter in Virginia, I believe it was. You know the story?
Yeah.
She's out on location with her cameraman. They've been partners for a couple years, good friends. They're doing a story about a water park.
Yeah.
And she shot live on camera. She and the cameraman shot dead live on camera, live on TV, because they were doing the thing live by a former coworker with mental problems who got a fucking gun. You're telling me that's not that guy shouldn't have gotten a gun? The kid that shot up Reynolds High School took his brother's AR-15. The brother, responsible gun owner, military guy. Why he had an AR-15 at home, I don't know. But left the keys out to the case. Brother just opened it up. Took it to school. Killed a bunch of kids. Down in Roseburg, the college that got shot up. The gunman handed someone a note that explained why he did it and shot up a whole classroom of college-age kids. Some of them military.
Yeah.
That guy, his mother, total gun fanatic. And I will say fanatic with that because they had her Facebook page up and stuff, and she's like, I love guns, and no one will take my gun. Didn't even lock them up. And knew her son was mentally ill. These are the kind of people that we don't want getting guns.
And
so why, if you are a responsible person, why are you so afraid to have to go through a couple loopholes to get your gun? If it means that much to you and you're not, are you afraid to find out you're mentally ill? Is that the problem?
That's my whole angle, is if you think that putting the criteria on acquiring a firearm requires you to go through a background check to see if you're mentally unstable is unacceptable. I think you are mentally fucking unstable. First and foremost. Second of all, to play devil's advocate, once again, Jim, play devil's advocate. Yes, if you're mentally unstable, you'll find a way to get a gun.
Yeah.
You'll steal a gun. You'll borrow a gun. You'll trade a gun for a sandwich based on the fact that Jim has got all these guns and no sandwiches. Jim said Jim needs sandwich, whatever, you know. But at the same time, if
Jim throw in bullets for
if
beer,
putting this fucking minor governor on the ability to access firearms is going to be enough to stop one fucking mass shooting where one person doesn't have to lose their fucking life. Why the fuck does not the NRA say, like, you know what? I'm behind this 100%. Because we all are responsible. That's air quotes. Can you hear that? That's air quotes. That's the air quotes saying that if we're responsible gun owners, we should be behind the mindset that if you're willing to go for a gun or buy a gun, you should have to go through these things. Yes. It's like, you know, it's like saying, like, you know, every time someone gets hit by a car, well, it's a drunk driver. Well, not everyone that hits a person is a drunk driver.
No.
But, well, yeah, no, but occasionally it'll happen. Or a drunk will steal a car, or a criminal will steal a car, or someone who's mentally unstable will steal a car and hit somebody, or cause some trauma or damage or whatever. But God forbid we should put some kind of drunk driving laws in place or some other kind of mental fucking, you know, criteria in place. If you have a cylinder that's not firing, if you've got a sprocket that's not spinning the way it should, fucking hell, and you have something in your capability, well, guns don't just kill. People could go in there and they can kill people with knives and swords and stuff. Yeah. When's the last time you heard about somebody doing a mass stabbing? A mass stabbing or a mass beheading or a mass anything else? It is fucking heartbreaking. There are people that lose family members, that lose, you know, parts of their lives because of the fact that it is so easy for somebody else to just sort of have this thing at their disposal. And it's not because of the responsible people's fault. It's not them. They're not the ones doing these things. It's the people that have something broken in them. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but if you can just let them have this tool that can ruin, destroy, decimate somebody, so many other people's lives, why the fuck are you
Bryce, would you give Jim
up?
A hug? He needs a hug.
Thanks. Thank you.
Close
thank
enough, you, Bryce. I guess.
Jim, appreciate tap. Jim, say thank you, Bryce.
It was like you were tapping out.
But it's like, honestly, it's why.
I honestly wish that there was some way to find.
Fist fuck reality?
Yeah, basically. That's what I'm about to do. Find these people who seriously want to hurt other people
right
with
now.
Guns. Yeah. Grab them all up and send them over and say, fight ISIS. You clearly want to kill people. Yeah. Here's people who want to kill people. Fight it out.
Well, you know, here's the problem.
The winner gets a gun.
You're sending Americans over to fight Americans, considering that it was created by the CIA.
Well,
I mean, long story short, but either
CIA
way.
CIA needs
come on, how did you
too.
Not know that?
You know, I know. What it boils down to is the simple fact that, you know, the one meme that gun enthusiasts, gun advocates. Thank you.
Jim can't Jim, remember words.
Jim keep getting wrong. Jim's sad. But the one meme that they love to cling to is the fact that I left my gun alone all day, didn't kill anybody. Because it's not the gun's fault. No, it's not the gun's fault. It's the person that's holding the gun.
Yeah.
It's the tool that is allowing that simple thing. Yes, fucking you can poison people, you can stab people. You can,
if you're desperate enough to hurt someone, you can go on the internet and find out how to make a suicide vest.
You can bully somebody to kill themselves to the point where you don't have to fucking raise a finger except to push a button on your keyboard and they'll kill them fucking selves. And you're just as fucking guilty as the person that has a gun at their disposal. The only difference is it takes a little bit longer for you to utilize that ability where you just...
I don't got that kind of time, Jim.
Jim still has stage. Jim still has moment on mic. But honestly, if you have something at your disposal that is potentially as lethal as that, it used to be knives. It used to be swords. It used to be anything that
bows
was
and
sharp and pointy and made of metal, you know, that wasn't, you know, quartz eyeballs.
It used to be rubbers. Rocks.
Yeah. Or fire. Fucking fire still works, I swear to God, to this day. But still, if you've got something that is that has that potential to just cause that kind of trauma to so many people so quickly, why the fuck would you not be behind making sure that, no, you're not taking it away from everybody, but
just
those that
have... harder to access for those that shouldn't have them.
Exactly.
Thank you,
Bryce. And that's all,
thank you.
All we're saying.
Yeah.
Gun advocates, you love your guns. We love your guns. Keep your
guns. Nobody's trying to take them.
Well, I like your guns. I'm not in love with
my
them.
My guns are
what guns do you have?
Look at his guns. Look at those guns.
No, I have...
He's got two right here. Look at this one. Look at that one.
No, I've got an M4 and I got two handguns.
Okay.
And there's...
Don't fuck with Bryce's house. So that's the third
here's
lesson.
The thing. Bryce isn't mentally ill.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Ish. There's an ish in there. I feel there's an ish.
That's debatable.
Bryce is not going to take out
a
school.
He said it himself. Thank you. I didn't have to say shit. I just sort of put an ish on there. Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Wait. Go ahead.
Maybe he's not mentally ill, but he does have a sense of right or wrong that's not completely broken.
I love how you sort of went with maybe. It's just like, nah, I don't know.
Could be. I've seen him make some questionable choices.
But in all honesty, like, I feel like if Bryce ever went that route, he would be shooting people that, you know, in all honesty, kind of need to be shot.
He'd go vigilante.
There's some people,
as opposed to just psycho.
Some people need a good shooting, need a good killing, yeah. I'm saying. But at the same time, of course, that sort of counter works all of our previous comments. But, you know, it boils down to the simple fact that if we're going to live and let live around us, and yes, it's an easy black and white picture to paint. You know, I'm you, you're me, and we're just going to let each other live, and that's fine, and we shouldn't have to shoot each other. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? That's not the world we live in. The world that we live in is filled with a visceral level of colors and hatred and violence and sickness and brokenness and brainwashing and all kinds of horrible shit. And when you've got these tools at your disposal, guess what? You're going to utilize those tools because you feel like there's no other ground to run to. When you put your fucking your target to ground, that's it. Fucking trace them and track them down and take them out. But why can't it be just simple? Why can't it just be the mindset that, okay, if you're going to live, okay, if we're different, then don't make that be something that I have to hate you about that. Let that be something that you educate me on. If we're going to be, you know, different colors, why does it have to simply be something where you're less than me or better than me? Why does it have to be the thing? Why can't we just simply fucking break it down to the point where we all just live?
Accept differences.
Yeah.
That's the universal message that no one really wants to hear.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to hate than to try and understand.
What you're saying is accept differences, mm-hmm. not, you know, I'm trying to phrase this differently, but, you know, accept it as opposed to, you know,
like pointing it out.
Yeah.
Like,
Make that be the one reason why
this
person is less than you or different than you or should be hated by you or those that you like or those that you love, or they're going to come and take your life or take your family. You know, just because you live in a certain area doesn't dictate how you think or how you live or what you believe in. Fucking let people be fucking people.
We need to replace hate with understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. We need to...
How Jim Jim make that happen?
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.